AM 790 WNIS. This is The Truth About Virginia Real Estate. I'm Lonnie Bush, 271-9971, 271-9971. Visit me on the web at lonniebush.com, all things real estate. I'm here alongside Mike Ronca, Real Estate Mortgage Network, 675-3072. You can visit Mike on the web for all your loan needs at mikeronca.com. And we are, Mike, the first show of 2014. What an incredible 2013 we had.
It was a great year.
No ups, no downs.
I was gonna say a lot of upside.
So it was just an amazing year. You know, our team had more transactions and more volume than we've ever done. And the great news for us is since 2009, we've steadily increased our business by about 20%. So it was an absolutely amazing year in 2013 for my team. I want to thank all the listeners out there for listening. All the folks that came to us from the radio that we've worked with, and we've got some tremendous stories over the course of the year of some things that we've done for some folks, and we're going to work more towards that next year or this year in 2014 and sharing some of those stories on the air. But the rates, pretty much first part of the year maybe were a lot lower, and then they gradually went up a little bit, but they tapered off and stayed about level, didn't they?
Yeah, they kind of backed off of the spike that they were heading toward. But we figured the Mortgage Bankers Association predicts average interest rates for 2014 to be 4.9%, and then 2015, 5.1%. So that's not a bad jump. I mean, still relatively very low, and that's very exciting because it's going to still nurture the housing market the way we need it to.
And we sit there and we talk about 5%. We were around the office the other day talking about that, and I'm thinking, some of my newer agents who haven't been in the market for more than maybe a year or so, they might look at it and say, oh my gosh, 5%. I'm thinking,
they've
you
never
kidding
seen
me?
Five yeah. before, yeah.
I mean, I can remember my first house that I bought in 99, the one that you came over and helped me paint.
That's right.
I think it was 8. I think in 99, the rates were like 8%.
My first was 8.25, and I thought it was good. It was single digits. Everybody said that, hey, be lucky you're not a double-digit interest rate. So I was like, yeah, I was thrilled. And I remember when they went down to 7% and I refinanced, it was like, woo, I just hit the lottery. And, 7%, you say that to somebody now, and they'll look at you like you have three eyeballs.
Right. Listen, I'm excited about 2014. I think it's going to be another just tremendous year. I think we're already starting it off strong. I think you're right. The rates are going to go up a little bit, but not enough to where I think it's going to deter people from going out and purchasing.
No, we need the rates to go up a little bit too, because as interest rates go up, so do our savings rates typically. So, we get it on a different end. So you don't just give, you still get. And that means the economy is going to start getting healthier and healthier. So, it's a good thing.
Right. So 2013, amazing year. We're moving forward now. We're getting into 2014. What I want to talk about today is really kind of what our predictions, what the housing outlook for 2014 is going to be. And we've got 10 that we're going to go with. We've got our top 10 that we're going to go with. We're going to start out with number 10, Mike. And number 10 of our predictions for 2014 is...
Hold on, before you start, that reminds me of like the Letterman countdown.
Well, that's what we always do around
that's
here,
right?
That's what we always do. We do our top 10. But listen, number 10, Mike, and this is something that I really want you to speak of, is the home buying process is going to be less crazed than it was in 2013. What are your thoughts on that?
I think... You mean like less difficult?
Yes.
I think that's probably right. I think we've gone through such a change in the dramatic compliance evolution since the big debacle, the big bubble, that we as lenders now have a pretty good handle on how things need to happen. Although, as I say that, 2014 is supposed to introduce a couple new bills, new laws into effect that will change a few things that will be a little more difficult, but not to the point that it's going to make a dramatic difference.
Well, during the bust, Mike, investors bought as many as one out of every five homes. The perfect storm of increased inventory, higher prices, and fewer foreclosures mean that investors are stepping out of the buying market, okay? Giving way for regular folks.
Right.
So that's why it's going to be a little less crazy.
We saw a lot of investors come into the market in 2013. I mean, there's a ton of people buying, low-valued properties and then fixing them up and holding them or selling them. And you think you're right. I think you're starting to see a taper off.
Right. Well, all in all, more inventory, less competition from investors, and more mortgage credit should all make the buying process, you know, better than it was in 2013. You know, the one thing we got to think about with the investors going out of the market is, you know, when we go to a house and we sit down with a seller, what I like to tell a seller is, listen, there are a few different types of buyers that are out there right now. There is the buyer that wants a turnkey property. There's the buyer that wants a deal, and there's an investor. And then there's a buyer that wants the deal. Then there's an investor that wants the deal. Then there, you know,
at two different price points.
Yeah, yeah. So, but a lot of buyers out there, especially first-time home buyers, are wanting a turnkey product. You know, and that's why those investors over the last 3 or 4 years have been a tremendous piece of what we do in our business and helping the market to quite frankly, to be better than it has been for years, because there's been a product out there that the first time home buyer felt comfortable with, because
the investor creates the product for the one that wants the turnkey.
Right. And if you're a first time home buyer, you don't want a lot of work to do to a house. And you know, investors are going into these houses and just completely renovating them, putting granite and ceramic tile and upgrading the appliances and the cabinets, and that's appealing to a buyer.
And when the money sources were tight, the investors had the money capital and the resources to go in and do those things.
Sure. But now you're seeing the banks are also getting wiser. You know, the banks have been, we talked about this for basically the last couple of years, where banks are actually going in and doing some of the repairs and getting better value than they were. So it's not as competitive, or it's more competitive.
Well, they're
for
getting
the
more
investor.
Competitive bids too because of it, right?
Sure, absolutely. Short sale, same way. Short sale 2 years ago was a lot better deal than it is today. Today, the banks are a lot closer to getting fair market value for a short sale than they were 4 or 5 years ago. So anyway, I think that's really going to help the market for the buyers that are not investors in 2014, because the buyers had to go against those investors. And quite frankly, a lot of those properties were not in a position for a first-time home buyer to buy. You know, we talk about, you know, being VA, excuse me, or FHA, you know, a buyer's, there's certain criteria that's not going to, those properties are not going to be approved.
Right, those are going to be some issues that are going to hold up, you know, the process, but where an investor comes in, it eliminates those.
Sure. 271-9971, 271-9971. Give me a call or go to my website at LonnieBush.com. All things real estate you're looking to buy, sell. You want to get a value of your house. Go to my website, type in your address. You can get a value for your property.
I love that. I love that little feature.
Yeah, well, thanks. Have you done that for
your
house?
Yeah, I did it for my house, yeah.
I think we did the White House a while back, and it was like $500 million. So pretty big
place.
Should
be $17 trillion, but...
Bam! Anyway, Mike, moving on. So number 10 is the home buying process to be less crazed. Number 9 is foreclosures will fade. And we've kind of touched on that. But, you know, the foreclosures are already going down. And there's fewer and fewer of those. So you're going to start seeing, you're probably going to see maybe equal to maybe a little bit more short sales and less foreclosures. So I think that decline is, I think it will stimulate the market, because just like we said, there's going to be less competition of investors out there.
Do you think the banks are going to tighten up or loosen up on the like short selling side of things, or is it going to be pretty steady from what it's been?
I think it's probably going to be about what it's been. I think they're getting better. I think there's a few banks that are still, they have so many that it's still a very grueling process. But I think for the most part, banks have finally started to get it. And I think having the right people in place obviously matters as well. But I think that they're starting to get it. And the folks that are doing the negotiating those short sales, you know, we use Real Estate Legal Services, which is Charles Pittman's office, to do all of our short sale negotiating. They do a phenomenal job. But I think with having those people and then the people in the back end of the banks that are finally getting it and getting that the process needs to be more systematic than it has been in the past, I think it's making things a little bit easier for everybody.
That's good.
So that's number 9, the foreclosures will fade. Number 8 is Americans will move, right? We're always going to move. Rising.
Yes, you said that, even in rising interest rate environments, if you're going to move, you're going to move. If you're going to get relocated, you're going to get relocated. If, you know, if you're going to take cash out of your house for a specific reason, you're going to take cash out for a specific reason. You know, that's, I love hearing that because it's so true.
Yeah, and you know, we are blessed to be in a market that's just, there's a ton of military, and it's always going to be, there's always going to be relocation.
And turnovers.
So we've just had that great opportunity in our business over the years. You know, I work with a lot of military folks. We probably sell more VA properties than anything. Yeah. But that's, you know, Americans are going to move. And the rates are going to stay steady enough to where I don't think they're going to affect many people with the thought of purchasing in this market. I don't think, you know, you may see some folks buy up, right, over the last couple of years. The market hasn't done a tremendous amount of appreciation, but I think you're also going to see more appreciation this year than you have right. in the past several years. So Americans are going to move.
Well, you know, if you're in a first-time homebuyer home right now and you're going to move up in the next several years, those homes became, you know, because of the downshift and the prices have become more affordable for people to actually make those incremental moves that we once were able to do.
Okay. Well, Mike, you know, I want to mention a couple things before we move on into our continuing on in our top 10, but I want to talk about something that's really cool that we're getting ready to do for the first time ever, my office, which is we're going to be conducting a home buyer seminar January 29th at 6 p.m. at the Virginia Beach Main Public Library. So if you want more information or to reserve a seat, you need to call 359-9778. That's 359-9778. We're going to talk about this more on the show over the course of the next, maybe the next show, and I'm going to get Tony to talk about it a little bit. It's going to be a great opportunity if you're looking to buy a house, first time home buyer, second time, whatever. We're going to give you a lot of great tools that you can use when purchasing a home in 2014. Mike, also want to talk about our guaranteed sale. We guarantee to sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree to, or we will buy it. Give us a call or go to our website at LonnieBush.com for specifics. And you can call us, obviously, at 271-9971. He's Mike Ronca, Real Estate Mortgage Network, 675-3072. And you can visit Mike at MikeRonca.com. We're going to take a quick break, pay some bills, and we'll be right back. AM 790 WNIS, this is The Truth About Virginia Real Estate. I'm Lonnie Bush with RE/MAX First, 271-9971, 271-9971. Visit me on the web at LonnieBush.com. You're looking to manage, get your house managed. You're looking to sell. You're looking to buy. You just want to get a value for your home or refi. You can call me or you can call my man Mike Ronca with Real Estate Mortgage Network, 675-3072, or you can visit Mike at MikeRonca.com. And Mike, we are talking about the 2014 housing outlook, our predictions from the experts, and we've talked about the home buying process is not going to be as crazy. We've talked about the foreclosures are going to fade. Americans will move, right? They're always moving. It didn't matter. Back in the day when I've heard the stories about 17% interest rates, they're still moving, right?
Yep.
Number seven, Mike, is ownership will decline. In 2014, Zillow predicts home ownership rates will fall below 65% for the first time since 1995. The housing bubble was fueled by easy lending standards and irrational expectations of home value appreciation. But it put a historical high number of American households, 7 out of 10, in a home, if only temporarily, says Humphreys. That's with Zillow. That homeownership level proved unsustainable, and during the housing recession and recovery, the homeownership rate has floated back down to more normal level, and we expect it to break 65% for the first time since the mid-90s. Watch also for adult children to move out of their parents' homes, starting their own households, and further decreasing the overall ownership rate. You know, a lot of kids today, because of what's happened over the last 10 years, we were talking about this with some friends the other day, kids 22, 26 years old are still living at home, saving money,
that's right.
trying to put themselves in a better situation so that they can purchase a house and maybe put a little bit more down than they would normally put.
I think the economy also had a lot to do with that. And you know, I'm glad it happened because it brought families together a little bit more.
Yeah, it did. I think we all took something from that. You know, I think that jokingly, I've said, you know, my grandparents, your grandparents, you know, lived through the Depression. And what did they do? They kept money under their mattress. They didn't put their money in the bank
That's
anymore.
Right.
And they did, you know, and they were very, they were very safe with their money, and they saved and they saved and they saved. And then we get to our generation where credit, leverage, everybody preaches leverage, leverage everything, use other people's money to make your money. Well, we all went through that to some degree, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And, you know, back to the, our grandparents and stuff, there's not a whole lot of things that'll motivate you more than being hungry. So, you know, storing your nuts like a squirrel, your money in a mattress, or just watching how you spend is critical.
Right.
I mean, you just never know.
Right. I mean, it made me look at things different, because now I don't look at credit like I used to look at credit. I look at credit as really being shackled, you know, right. And trying to have, if I use a credit card, I try to pay it off every month and not really carrying any balances. You know what I mean?
Oh, there's consequences to not being able to afford to pay it. And that's the downside.
Yeah, absolutely. 271-9971, 271-9971. Give me a call, or you can go to my website at lonniebush.com, and I'm here with my bud Mike Ronca with Real Estate Mortgage Network, 675-3072. Visit Mike on the web at mikeronca.com. You want to give Mike a call, look at the rates. Mike can give you the rates for the day, whatever. Refinancing, VA, one of the best VA lenders in the country. Been doing it for a long time. Retired medically.
Yeah,
Mike Ronca from the submarine force. So if you're looking to refinance or something, give that guy a call. So Mike, we talked about the craze, the foreclosures, the people are moving, ownership is going to decline. Here's another one, Mike. How about affordability will decline? What do you think of that one? Despite the slower pace of price increases, home affordability will decline as mortgage rates rise. The real culprit is income levels, which aren't keeping pace with the increase in housing costs.
I agree with that.
Yeah. In 2013, the National Association of Realtors Home Affordability Index dropped to a five-year low. Experts predict the trend will continue in 2014.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, a lot of people that are on the fence trying to sell their homes, or they're going to sell their homes, need to really consider that, because your marketability will decline.
Right.
Because people's qualifications ability will decline as well.
Right. Yeah. So that's something to really, for us to really keep an eye on, because, you know, when we're meeting with people, we obviously are thinking, okay, they make this much. Ah, well, they're going to be in this kind of house. Well, you know, now, you know, we're actually telling buyers, you know, you 6 months from now, it's going to cost you more for the same house than it costs right now. So you got,
not be able to afford the same house 6 months from now with the rates going up. If your qualification was 250 at 4.5%, well, if the rates go to 5%, you may only be at 225.
Right.
There's a definite correlation there.
Right. Absolutely. So, Mike, number five, fewer homeowners will be underwater. Rising prices helped 2.5 million homeowners with underwater mortgages regain positive equity status during the second quarter of 2013, according to Realtor.com. By quarter three, a CoreLogic report found that about 6.4 million homes were still in a negative equity at the end of quarter three. Watch for that number to shrink in 2014.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's going to be great, because it's going to be great, but you're also going to see less and less short sales. You know, short sales are tough for buyers to buy too. You know, because there's that emotional, there's an emotional time period of 2 to 3 months that you've got to go through when you're buying these houses.
The unknown.
It is, and we've struggled. We've had so many buyers that have held on to a short sale only to find that at the end of the day they didn't end up getting it for what they wanted. Now, getting rid of these short sales going down is also going to mean that the values are obviously going to be up,
right?
Because short sales and foreclosures are what have been driving the values.
Yeah, they're going to have less comparables on the market that are going to be at the lower values, more distressed values.
Absolutely. 675-3072. If you want to give Mike a call, 675-3072, Real Estate Mortgage Network. Mike, talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing right now. You talked a little bit earlier about the market and the rates and what they're saying the rates are going to do in 2014. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
On the rate, well, you know, with the Fed stop, they're trying to wean themselves out of buying the mortgage-backed securities, and they have. They've cut back. They were supposed to cut back further, but then they realized if that were to happen, rates would spike, and it would just really hurt the housing market. So they're making it – you know, they're starting to create a pattern, a long-term strategy, I guess, to say, okay, we're going to decline till we're basically out of the business, till the secondary market, the public sector, the private sector, comes in and takes that role, which will help stimulate the economy, and Americans will be funding themselves at that point.
Right. What about the max VA and FHA? Do you think that's going to go up with all the good news for 2014?
They just came out with new lists, and there's some markets that did increase. We increased here at locally Hampton Roads back to 458, 750, so on FHA. But what we are seeing is a ton of rehab loans. We can talk about that later, but the rehab loans are starting to be.
Let's talk about that when we come back real quick.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. 675-3072, Mike Rocca with Real Estate Mortgage Network. I'm Lonnie Bush, 271-9971. Visit me on the web at lonniebush.com. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back. AM 790 WNIS, you are listening to The Truth About Virginia Real Estate. I'm Lonnie Bush, 271-9971, 271-9971. Visit me on the web at lonniebush.com. I'm alongside my partner in crime, Mike Ronka, Real Estate Mortgage Network, 675-3072. You can visit Mike at mikeronka.com. Mike, before that last break, we were talking about, were you talking about rehab loans?
Rehab loans, yep. We're starting to see an uptick in the amount of interest with the rehab loans, i.e. the 203K FHA loan,
right,
which allows you, there's two types. The most common is a streamline, $35,000 or less in repairs, which you borrow on top of the purchase price, and it's all wrapped together. Yeah, you're able to do those repairs and fix up the house without using your own money. You finance it in. It's huge gain in doing that.
We just had a client buy one, closed probably a month and a half ago, and the house was dilapidated in Virginia Beach. Ended up getting this house for like 120, and its resale value is probably 210. And he put 35 grand in it, and it looks amazing. But he's a contractor living in the house.
Right.
So it kind of worked out for him because he brought in people that he knew, Class A's, and they did all the work, and he did it. He got it a lot more done for what it cost him. But it's a great opportunity if you're somebody that wants to get into a house that, in a lot of cases, you can have some instant equity.
Absolutely. And we just launched a new program, a conventional program, when you can buy the house as is. That's a renovation product as well, which is going to really open up things quite a bit. It literally just launched, so I have limited information on it, but 5% down.
5% down, wow.
Conventional.
That's great.
That is great.
Yeah. So talk, Mike, talk to me about like some of the investor products that are out there for an investor that wants to hold. They're still out there. You know, people are still wanting to hold inventory.
I do a couple a month where people just buy homes. Investors are awesome because they don't have the emotional tie to the waiting period that you mentioned before. So guys will, put a contract in on a short sale or whatever, and they'll wait the however long it takes. In one case, I've had a year it's taken, and they just got it approved, literally. And they'll put 25% down. You only have to put 20% down. And the reason for that is the mortgage insurance companies have a hard time insuring them. So theoretically, you should be able to put less down, but you got to get the mortgage insurance.
So it is 20? I thought they were at 25 for a while.
25 is just where you want to be because the pricing differences get better. So if you do 25 versus 20, you want to do that.
Right. Wow.
It's significantly different.
And what are the rates on that typically? I mean,
right now the rate's probably close to, 5%, which isn't bad considering.
Not for an investment property.
Not at all.
At all.
No.
I mean, it's still a great time to be buying investment property. You own a few, I own a few, and they're great for long-term retirement for
Absolutely.
Us, if you just want more information on how to get started in that, what we can do to help you manage your portfolio, give us a call, 271-9971, 271-9971. Go to our website, lonniebush.com, shoot us an email if you want, and we can get into that. And Mike, we've been talking about the outlook for 2014 and 10 things that we're keeping an eye on. We started out with the home buying process not being as crazy. We talked about foreclosures are fading. People are moving. Ownership is declining or will decline. Affordability will decline. Fewer homes are going to be underwater. And here's a great one, Mike. Home prices will rise 3%. Redfin and Zillow are predicting that home prices will rise between 3 and 5% in 2014. For comparison's sake, 2013 saw jumps of 5% nationally, with increases of more than 20% in some hotspots.
And you know, you mentioned that, and that's why if anyone is listening out there that's tried to refinance before and has not been able to do so, now's a great time to try again, because those valuations that have increased we've seen a tremendous uptick in the amount of people that haven't been able to refinance that are now able to refinance, that are able to, you know, do things with their loans if you're staying in your house. Just wanted to put that out there. So, you know, for no other reason other than a free estimate, just call us and we'll take a look at it for you.
Or you can go to my website and there's a button on the homepage that says find out what your home's worth. You can click on that. It's going to give you options. You can say refinancing, and then we can connect you with Mike so that you guys can find out, you know, really where you're at. Because you're right. At the end of the day, people might not realize that they may be in a better position to refinance than they might have thought. Right.
Yeah, I mean, last time they checked, maybe you had a bunch of foreclosures, you know, nearby, and that drove the price down, and now you have regular sales or higher sales, and that might make the difference. And we're seeing that quite a bit, and that's why I put that out there.
Right. So, I mean, that's important, Mike, that home prices are rising 3%. I think 3% over the course of time might have been the median over the course of time. Right. Wouldn't you agree?
If you take out the bubble. Yeah.
And
you were happy with that. That was back in the day where if you got 3%, you were thrilled to death to get it.
Yeah.
Well, I got 3%. Because, you know, you're going to pay for housing one way or the other. So you're paying yourself back plus with 3% interest, essentially. You're paying your house down, gaining interest in value.
Now, the other note is 3% increase in value plus the depreciation plus the tax benefits as an investment property. It's a great vehicle for putting your money into, you know, because let's face it, you know, the stock market actually the last quarter didn't do too bad. But, it, you know, historically, you know, it's probably going to be a lot safer putting your money into real estate.
Well, and here's where we've got an advantage in real estate right now over stock market is we already saw our bottom.
Yeah,
we've already seen it hit the ground. You know, you don't know where the stock market might go. I mean, it's hitting records right now, but at some point it's got to correct. But with the housing market, you know, the bottom fell out and now it's climbing back. So that's
right. Positive. Mike, let's spend a couple minutes this morning talking about some just awesome stories of 2013 that we had with respect to folks that we ended up, clients that we worked with from the radio. Can you share any stories that you might have from 2013?
I've got one. It's, you know, gentleman's a firefighter and had, you know, when the government shut down, not just last time, but a previous time, there was some kind of jolt in the government system, had to get relocated. And during that process, he couldn't, you know, he couldn't pay all of his bills. I mean, loss of income was a big deal, but it was isolated. It was isolated loss of income. Well, he tried to get a home about a couple months back, and no one would give him the time of day. I mean, you could see all the people that have pulled his credit. Everyone said, nope, 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 nope. We took that guy, and we massaged him for about 45 days and told him what he needed to do. And he is now in his new home with his family and his young child and can't thank us enough. And when I see stuff like that, making the difference in somebody's life, it, to me, is why we do this. I mean, anyone can do what we do, but to do it in a way where it impacts the world makes it, you know, worth getting up every day.
Right.
And that's...
You know, another story I would say about what you did was this year is somebody that I went to their house, met with them, found out that you could refinance them into a VA loan, and you ended up saving the family $800 a month on their mortgage payment. Now, it was a big mortgage, you know, I think probably around $500,000 or whatever. But, you know, the fact that you saved these folks $800 a month on their mortgage payment, I mean, that was just a great story. Yeah. You remember that
one?
Yeah,
yeah. And that was a game changer for their family.
Yeah, yeah. Because they wanted to sell. They were talking about selling. And I went in there and listened. You know, we both know that when we do things that are, you know,
it doesn't always
have to be benefit us.
Right.
And this one obviously didn't benefit me. It benefited me because I did the right thing for my client, but yeah. I didn't get to sell the house.
I was very proud of you because, you know, a lot of people to turn down a $500,000+ listing do the right thing, and you didn't hesitate. Matter of fact, you were the first one to put it out there. So,
right.
I remember that. Yeah. You know, those are the kind of things that do make lasting impressions in your mind.
Right.
And do make you feel good about doing what you do.
Right. You know, and we've had so many stories this year, my team, of just probably the best stories that we've had is when folks have come to us that their house is expiring, their agent's not able to sell it, and we take it over. And I'm talking 6 months on the market, and within 3 weeks we got a full price contract, and we sold it for more than any other house in the neighborhood. That's happened probably three or four times just this year for us. And, you know, I often tell people that the reason why we get more for our houses and we sell them faster is because we do our homework up front and pricing it right. Then we keep our finger on the pulse of what's the market telling us so that we can make the adjustments when we need to make the adjustments instead of just throwing it out there for a price and just hoping that somebody comes and buys it. That's not the formula that works. You know, and at the end of the day, my goal is to sell it fast and to sell it for top dollar. I'm talking top dollar in the neighborhood. That's what I want to do every single time. So we've had just so many of those great stories this year from folks that we've worked with.
It was a great year. I look at 2013 and it was one of those, I call it breaking down the parade rest years, where you really have to, you got to see life in its true color in so many ways, you know, and you get to see a lot of adversity in a lot of people.
Right.
But you get to also see the positive side of adversity, where people climb out of holes and get better and do cool things and work together and have that spirit that America was made from.
Right.
So,
and then we obviously got the opportunity to work with our main man, Tony McCraney.
Oh, gosh.
That was a blast.
You gotta love some,
right?
Tony McCraney.
I mean, Tony's awesome. It was a great experience for us as well as
Absolutely.
Him. Because you can never get too much Tony. You know what I mean?
Tony is the man.
He's Mike Ronka, 675-3072. You can visit Mike on the web at MikeRonka.com. I'm Lonnie Bush, 271-9971, 271-9971. Give me a call or go to my website at LonnieBush.com. You're looking to rent your house out. You're looking to rent a property. We've got our rentals on there. You want to buy. You can look at everything listed in the MLS right there. One-stop shop on our website. You want to find the value of your home. You can go to our website, type in your address. We'll get you to pull your house up on a satellite, show you what a range of value is for your property. And then obviously, if we need to elaborate on that with you, we will. So give us a call, 271-9971, or visit us on the web at LonnieBush.com. We're talking about the outlook for 2014, our predictions from the experts, Mike. It was a great 2013. I think it's even going to be a great 2014. We've had tremendous success with our show. We've had a lot of great followers over the years. It's been an absolutely amazing time. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to finish up when we come back. And obviously, we got our smoking hot deals. AM 790 WNIS, you have been listening to The Truth About Virginia Real Estate. I'm Lonnie Bush, 271-9971. Visit me on the web at LonnieBush.com alongside Mike Ronka, Real Estate Mortgage Network, 675-3072. You can visit Mike at MikeRonka.com. We have been talking about the 2014 housing outlook, our predictions from the experts. But before we get there, Mike, want to mention one more time about our homebuyer seminar coming up January 29th at 6 p.m. at the Virginia Beach Main Public Library. For information or to reserve a seat, call 359-9778. Going to have refreshments, some refreshments, maybe some hors d'oeuvres. So
yeah, you get a lot more people if you have cocktails.
Yeah, if you have cocktails, right. Pate. So anyway, Mike, if this has a great turnout, this is going to be something that we do quarterly. We're going to try to do this quarterly if we can have a great turnout. We may even, over the next couple months, start launching a seller workshop where we can get sellers in, talk about what they need to do to get their home prepared.
We should write a book and hand it out at these seminars.
Right. Or they can just listen to any of our shows on the web at LonnieBush.com. You know, we joke about it, but it's always awesome.
Absolutely.
When I go to somebody's house that listens to the show, because it's like I walk in and it's like, okay, we're ready. I'm like, this is awesome. You know, and also you got to give HGTV and some of the other shows their respect because they help us as well. You know, folks nowadays know a lot more. Sellers are more savvy. Buyers are more savvy. You know, between the internet and media, television, you know, it's becoming easier and
there's
easier.
There's nothing you can't find.
Nothing. So, Homebuyer Seminar, January 29th, 6 p.m. at the Virginia Beach Main Public Library. So if you want information, more information on that, or you want to reserve a seat, call 359-9778. So, Mike, talking about the housing outlook, we have brought up just about everything. And the next one I want to get to, and you kind of look at me and frown a little bit on this because we were talking about it before break, and I'll let you elaborate on it a little bit more than me, but number three is going to be mortgages are going to be easier to get. That's what the experts are saying. So you want to elaborate on that? Why are they thinking that the mortgages might be easier to get?
I think in part because as the refinance market dries up, you're going to have lenders that want to produce as many loans as they possibly can to meet their margins. So they'll tend to work, you know, maybe drop their guard on a few things or make it a little bit easier to manual underwrite, for instance, or maybe accept alternative documentation for instead of the standard fixed documentation. Because we went from, you know, from no restrictions to every restriction to now backing it down a little bit to making it a little more, you know, less convoluted, if you will. And I think that will start maybe getting a little bit eased up as we go along, as confidence builds in the secondary market. Because as the government pulls out of buying those bonds, they're going to need to show the private sector on Wall Street that they're capable of doing that.
Right. So mortgage rates are going to get easier. So we can't do that without saying number two is mortgage rates will rise. Right.
Right.
So rates are going to rise. We've talked about that. You know,
we need them to rise, though.
Yeah, and Zillow predicts that the rates will hit 5. And I think you even mentioned that they could creep over 5 a little bit by the end of 2014. And obviously, they've been as low as the low 3s, high 2s.
Right.
And on a 15-year, even at like 2.5% this past year.
And I think some people are thinking that, you know, we're going to see that again. And to be honest with you, everything I've seen or heard, those days are done.
Those days are done?
They're done.
We're not going to go back to that again?
No.
That kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, 5% is a great rate.
Absolutely.
Know, I mean, and we're not going to see this for a while, but 6% is not even a bad rate if you own your own home.
I always say, look, if you were in a 6% environment and someone offered you 5.5, you'd be thrilled to death.
Right.
You know? It's all relative to what we're used to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mike, number one prediction.
Okay? Drum roll.
More homes will be available. So, short supply drove rapid price increase at the beginning of 2013. But watch out for that to change next year. Realtor.com notes that the inventory shortage began to soften in February. New construction and rising prices should bring more homes, both new and old, onto the market in 2014, helping inventory return to traditional levels. So the buyers are going to get more opportunity, right?
Right.
Obviously, that means sellers are going to have to be really ahead of the game when it comes to putting their house on the market. What's going to separate you from the other guy? That's what we're going to be talking about with our sellers in 2014. Your house has got to be high and tight. Take the advantages of, you know, when we go into a house and we talk to sellers about what they need to do, take advantages of all those things. Do what you need to do to make your house as marketable as you can so that you can get top dollar and sell your home in a good time frame. Because let's face it, time and top dollar are relative to one another in the real estate industry.
Right, you can't just slap a sign in the front yard and expect to make it work.
Right. The longer it's on the market, the less you're going to get for it, the less desirable it becomes. Buyers go into a house before they write the offer. What do they say? How long has it been on the market? Don't be the guy that's been on the market 4 months that the buyer is going to just throw something at you and hope that you take it.
Yeah, what's the house everybody wants to see? The one that just came on the market.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they want to see. The new, what's new? I already seen everything else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, something's burning. What is that smell?
Like,
what is it?
Hey, we got our smoking hot deals for the month. We have a two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,000 square feet in Virginia Beach, Great Neck area, listed for $149. We have a three-bedroom, one-and-one-half bath, 1,459 square feet, Brick Ranch in Virginia, or not Virginia Beach, Norfolk. That is listed for $139.9. That's a single-family home. We have another house in Virginia Beach, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 1,546 square feet, renovated in, on the inside, and a lot of upgrades on the outside. 245, two-story home. Those are smoking hot deals, Mike, and they are obviously sponsored by none other than Mike Rocca with Real Estate Mortgage Network, 675-3072. Visit him on the web at MikeRocca.com. I'm Lonnie Bush, RE/MAX First, 271-9971, 271-9971. You can visit me on the web at LonnieBush.com. Mike, I'm really excited about 2014.
Yeah,
what an awesome 2013 was. 2014 is going to be so much better. I just know it deep down. It's going to be an absolutely amazing year. I look forward to working with you, as always.
And we thank all of our listeners, as always. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Don't forget about our home buyer seminar, January 29th, 6 p.m., Virginia Beach, Maine Public Library. For more information or reserve your seats, call 359-9778, 359-978. And, Mike, next week, our next show, we're always looking for ideas of what kind of show the folks want out there.
Yes.
And I think we need to start getting our listeners to participate in
that. That's a great idea. So how do they do that?
Well, they can go to our website at LonnieBush.com, shoot us an email, or they can go to our Facebook page at The Truth About Virginia Real Estate and go ahead and post something on there. Hey, give us a show
on
this.
Please do. We'd love to hear from you.
We absolutely get all kinds of callers saying, hey, I'd like to hear more about this, more about that, and that's what we want to do. We want to please them, and we want to spend more time giving them the quality hour that they deserve in 2014. I'm looking forward to it, Mike.
Me too. Thank
you. As always, thank you for being here. 271-9971. Visit me on the web at LonnieBush.com. He's Mike Rocca, MikeRocca.com, or 675-3072. Until next time, Hampton Roads, we're out.